following story is true, but the names have been changed to protect the innocent. I would like to dedicate this song to girls who get sloppy drunk. Y'all know who you are. We can all relate to this shit. Loosely about a girl who knew me. Her name was Susie, and she usually went out every day but Tuesday. People thought she was boozy, her drinking habits grew worse. She picked him up in college, so it's pretty much a new thirst. After class every night, she staggered out her dorm with a new attire on that she had never worn. She walked to town from the second floor of Sims, looking to make her rounds, getting wild out with the friends and become. So Susie kept on drinking. By the time she gets to the bar, the alcohol starts to sink in. She's a firm believer. Every night she'd end at the woods, dancing on some random guys, trying to show him the goods. And maybe if she's lucky, he'll take her back to his hall. Because we all know what's up when her dress begins to fall. Too bad no one told her that he was completely sober. Her mother would just scold her. Peer pressure's like a boulder. But she's.
Oh my gosh, I'm like so drunk right now. I can barely stand. Like, this alcohol is just. Oh, I'm so shitty. But he seems nice. I would like to. Is he taking me back? Okay. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna be so cool for doing this now. Look at me.
So Susie's friends saved and they started for home. At least tonight she won't be a statistic of the red zone. But Susie is known, she has the rep to get around. Frat stars and GDIs, whoever would lay it down in various bits through town. What else could I suggest? She climbs up on the dick as if it were the ladder to success. Man, she's become a mess, but believes inside that she's been blessed. Long legs and big breasts, the most guys, she's passed the test. The funny thing is she was a virgin till as of late, cause she told everyone in high school that she wanted to wait. And now she's whack and fake toward guys she gravitates, thinking she's so cool for all the dudes she makes ejaculate. It's hypocritical to hate the fact that she's become a whore, cause my jawster hits the floor when she walks on up through the door. Damn. Now pretty much this whole side of campus rides up on top of her. It doesn't matter anyway, cause inside she thinks that she is.
These other girls are just bitches. They just talk all this shit because they're not getting the same dick that I'm getting. I mean, I'm like the coolest girl at this school. I don't think I have any STDs. I mean, I might, but it doesn't even matter because I'm so cool.
So as they left the club, Susie started feeling dizzy. Looking for her friend Lizzy, asking everyone where is she. Made it to High Street and she could barely stand. Her friends began to panic, so they turned, left her and ran. Susie couldn't understand. In the sky she saw a comet, then she killed over a car and then proceeded to vomit. She couldn't stop getting sick, so she called for a nurse. A few cops drove by to make her evening worse. Talk about, was that her only motivation? She thought in her head as they took and drove her to the station. They asked her if she had any ID. She lied, said, no, I'm Ollie from McBride C. They called her bluff and made her swallow her pride. She took an ambulance ride, then stayed inside on McCulloch and Hyde. The funny thing is, right now as we speak, poor Susie name could be read this week in the campus police beat. But she's.
What am I gonna do now? How do I get out of here? Dad, will you please come down and bail me out from the police station? I don't know what's going on.